Professor, your brief views regarding what Professor Lindner said, that Mr. Ahmadinejad merely made an observation, a diagnosis, if you'd like, in view of what had happened in Lebanon, and that the so-called Israeli aura and military supremacy had been shattered, and he merely made an observation. What, that, and also I'd like your views about the real cause of tension in the Middle East.
You see, first of all, I think the real tension, the real source of tension in the Middle East is Israel and the United States. I remember, even when you consider the case of Iraq, I was recently, just 2 days ago, I was in a conference of Islamic radio and television stations, and there was a head of Iraqi national television network who said, at the time of Saddam, our skins and flesh was burnt. But at the time, currently, the Americans are burning our bones. So this is really the truth. Americans did not come to Iraq to save the Iraqi people. Every day you hear the news of hundreds of people getting killed. Some 3,560 people, 60 American soldiers have been killed, which is a very significant number. This is tension. Iran is not a tension. Iran has never attacked any of its neighbors in the region. And now it is considered as a threat to the United States and the Western countries and also the European countries when the Americans are talking about the missile shield getting installed in Czech Republic or in Poland, which is really a joke. I think we cannot fool the world. The world is now a very aware, and they are at the apex of the awareness. They can easily understand what is wrong and what is right. Americans are talking about a threat of Iran's missiles to the West. Everybody knows that Iran's missiles range is not at such a situation. At the same time, Iran's missiles would not be, in fact, launched from that side through the Republic of Czech or Poland, but rather through Turkey and other countries. These are some, I think, tensions that are really created, first of all, by White House. And I think as far as they're having robust media, they are going to continue their victorious stances in the world, because I think they are winning the media, and this is the truth. And the Islamic media should be aware of these plots and conspiracies. The other source of the tension in the Middle East is Israel. Israel in the past 60 years, from 1948, when it was almost established, it attacked Syria, it attacked the Arab countries,
Jordan, 60
to Jordan,
Egypt.
It has several times attacked Palestine, and it is still happening. It has attacked Lebanon and that 33-day war with Hezbollah, which was a shame for them, which with a very equipped army, they experienced a very bad failure. And so that would be the other source of the tension. Unfortunately, in the United States, a lobby of 200 Jewish people are running the country. When you go to the United Kingdom, to Britain, the same is true. You can see that the Jewish people are running most of the lobbies. And as far as they are on the power, these tensions in the Middle East would be continuing. And unfortunately, since Iran is a regional power, and it would be a really a competitor for Israel, and that's not what the Jewish Americans and what the Jewish British people want to see. And so these games would continue, and I don't see really an end and a stop for these tensions in the near future. Now, for this purpose, I think the Americans and also the British people, the British politicians, and also the Israel regimes are always searching for excuses in order to exaggerate it through their robust media. So one of them is, I think, Mr. Ahmadinejad's word, which has really very much converted and adopted. He was talking about the countdown for the destruction of Israel. This is not a slogan. It has already started. 40 years ago, when Israel was attacking Arab countries, it was a robust army. It was in 6 days, it really overcame many of the Arab countries. But now in a war with in a guerrilla war with, in fact, Hezbollah's in Lebanon, they are getting overcome. And they also confess to that, although we know that Hezbollah is not an equipped army, but there are just some thousands of soldiers who are not having the advanced machineries and weapons that Israelis have. So this is a very proof to what Mr. Ahmadinejad has said. At the same time, we see that the faith of Israel people to their government has faded away.
Yes.
They are nowadays they're talking about toppling down Mr. Olmert and also changing the cabinet and a very chaotic situation in their government and in their state. So this is what Mr. Ahmadinejad's talking, which is very conspicuous. It's not anything that you can exaggerate through the media and start an anti-propaganda against it. It is absolutely clear and transparent when you look at the realities.
Thank you.